Hey, it's Rob Lowe, the star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance, but slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance, but slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up, Kansas City. Yeah, it's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brown and Kruber Studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 61 for the day. Currently, we're sitting pretty at 49. Clear skies at Blue Springs Lake.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Throwback Thursday?
I'm hungry, boy. I ain't gonna lie to you. I brought something to eat today, boy.
Low key.
Soul Food Tour coming up. We'll announce that later on. And, what else we got cooking today, D?
Well, we got the morning gossip going down at the 23s. And yesterday we talked about Fantasia's dad accusing her hubby of stealing some money. Oh. Well, it sounds like Mr. Kendall Taylor is standing on business and saying he ain't the one to be played with.
Okay. Throwback Thursday. I missed it last week, not this week. What's this, spring 2002? Yeah, let's take it back there. Hustle and Shine, let's go. Girl, I trade it all.
Get on your job, tell them, haters, get on your job. Motivate, sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer, just make me stronger and make me tough.
Yes, it's difficult, yet you can do it. Work through the difficulty, one step at a time. On the other side of that difficulty is value, either a problem solved or a goal achieved, or both. Every effort brings you closer to that value. It's likely to take some time. Fortunately, time keeps coming to you and you can continue making use of it. You'll probably make some mistakes. The good thing is you can learn from each of those mistakes and quickly recover. Yes, it's difficult, yet once you get started, it won't be nearly as difficult as you had imagined. You can do it if you'll just allow yourself to stack one focused action on top of another. When you're encountering resistance, that's a good sign you're making progress. Continue to push through that resistance, through the difficulty, and reach the value it's enabling you to create. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time. It's a high of 62. Currently it is 49. I'm hearing there's showers in the vicinity in KC Mo. Kendall Taylor, Fantasia's husband, is denying claims made by Fantasia's father, Joseph, who accused Kendall of stealing money from his daughter.
When I met my wife, I was running my own multi-million dollar company, period. That means her success, her career didn't build me, didn't shape me. That's because I went to Sunoco Leadership Academy, BMW Black Belt Training, Tuck School of Business, Small Business Accelerator, CMEDI. Business initiative and had a lot of success and a lot of recognition.
Okay.
That's how you handle that.
Yeah, run down that resume. And you don't know, now you know. Like we used to say in the 90s.
Drop down them credentials for sure.
Yeah.
In other news, if the price was right, would you sell your voice to AI?
I don't know, man.
Nah,
I need
like you
I need to think about it. I need to think about it because it's here. It's here. So it's like, they're going to, people can take your voice right now and do something with it.
Facts. But I'm asking you, would you sell it for a pretty penny?
I don't know. I had to think about it.
Well, Soulja Boy sound like he has made his decision as he has a recent collab with an AI company.
It's your boy, Soulja Boy. I was the first rapper on YouTube, the first rapper with his own star, the first rapper with the iPhone, and now I'm the first rapper to automate his voice with AI.
It's there called some, Bland AI, by the way.
There are some ethical things to think about with this. Ownership. Like, let's say this company, right? Let's say they get bought by another company, and your contract for them to use your voice is like 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. But this company is an evil company, and they make things that aren't in your character. Like, let's say they start mm-hmm. making X-rated movies or something, or they using your voice to promote some type of propaganda,
right,
or something.
Things that you didn't plan or agree in the beginning.
See,
but this is Soulja Boy, so you know he don't care.
Somebody told a lie one day.
You better get right, man. You better think about all that.
Yeah, so
call me now for your free reading.
Looks like it's a new AI company too, so I'd be interested to see if other people do that. But yeah, it's like giving kiss me through the phone in real life time. That wasn't a joke. I'm saying that was like the song, the 678 triple top, you know, because people, I used to call when I was a kid, I called and I thought it was him.
6-6-888-4-6-99-3. So, was that the correct number? Oh,
no,
I don't know.
No, 678-999-8212.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
I don't know what number I was at. My bad.
I didn't know. I was like, maybe this is a 90s.
Only one I know is 777-9311. Shout out to those who know.
What's up, KC? This your boy, Sherez Pompey, CEO, co-owner of the Blueprint KC. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams.
3 p.m., school's out. Hot 103 Jams is clocking in. Listen in for your chance to win free tickets to see Headband. It's going down Friday, February 27th at the Scottish Rite Temple. Listen for that after-school keyword now through February 26th because we're dropping 103 tickets off. The winning starts after 3 p.m. only on Hot 103 Jams.
I don't know if you saw the email. They want us to hit that dance one time. You gonna do
it with me? I'm not.
He said, "This is
that.
What I clock out."
Yeah, that's exactly. I'm glad you know me. As having a good partner is having somebody who know you.
That's real.
But speaking of schools, a student was detained by police after a gun was brought allegedly to a Kansas City prep school yesterday. So KCPD said officers were dispatched to Meyer. East Meyer Boulevard, just after 11:30 a.m. on reports of a weapon possessed at school in this Hogan Prep Academy. So there, you know, KCPD said a male suspect was detained by on-site school security after bringing that gun to school. And Hogan Prep hasn't had anything to say since publicly. But this just raises concerns. Of course, we think about this. We've been thinking about this for the past 20 years or so. But I just think now, with the times that we're in, with ICE, with this administration we're in, I just think that people can fly off the handle at any second. Mm-hmm. And who knows what this person was going through at school, whether that be bullying and them needed to protect themselves or whatever the case may be. I just feel really depressed, to be honest with you, that some kids feel like they have to go to those type of measures, you know, to involve the school like this. Mm-hmm. But these are the times that we in sometimes.
This Malachi Ross, 13-time national champion, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Kansas City, you ready? You ready for what's about to happen? The Big 12 tournament after party inside Kansas City Live Power Light District. I'll be performing live my first time ever inside Kansas City, and I'll be performing live. It's going up. March 14th, the Big 12 Championship.
You heard it from the man himself. His first time coming to Kansas City. DJ Khaled.
Another one.
At the Power and Light District. It's the Big 12 Championship after party now. D, I'm happy about this because finally, you blankety blank, 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 blankety blanks can stop calling me DJ Khaled.
Who's ever called you DJ?
Bro,
Khaled?
All these little kids, it be little kids all the time. That, like I'll be walking in school.
They be like, "We the best."
Nah, they're DJ Khaled behind my back, like I can't hear him or something. I just keep it moving.
so weak.
And I'll say, sometimes.
So now y'all got to do a side by side so we can know for a fact it's not y'all.
I like, just feel like I'm much better looking than DJ Khaled.
Oh, look at you. Your Sagittarius bag.
No.
I'm liking this Leo. Little B shining.
Leo. Oh,
I'm here for this B shining.
Leo. Nah, man, you know, I'm sexier. And I'm in better shape.
Period.
I'm a better DJ. Oh. I'm a better producer.
Oh.
Love the Khaled and what he's done. Oh. I just ain't
clip
had,
it.
He's a better connector than me. For sure.
I think so, okay.
But
well,
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Oh, look at, we did this yesterday too. Look at that. I'm excited. I love it when we're in sync and saying the same thing.
I'm excited for him to come to Kansas City. That will be really fun. We've seen Shaq at KC Live DJing and at the Royals game too. So yeah, Big 12's a big deal. Shout out to DJ Dupe. I know she's been a part of that basketball tournament DJing with them too. So
the Dupster.
You know, it's a lot going on that specific day to all my, you know, my St. Louis Niners, you know what I'm saying. But we're gonna be making a full round of events that day. So just keep posted. And then we got some other good things that are going to be in Kansas City. Minnesota's WNBA team. They'll be hosting a preseason game in Kansas City this spring. And that will be the first WNBA game hosted in KC since 2005.
Oh, what? 21 years? Oh, we are so late.
So the Minnesota Lynx, based in, of course, Minneapolis, announced they will play the Nigerian women's national team in a preseason game on April 27th. That'll be at Kansas City Stadium. So we got some great attractions.
It'll be at where?
It said Kansas City Stadium.
The hell is Kansas City Stadium?
That maybe that's what they
that
told
don't
them.
Exist.
Now, this is according to KNBC
maybe
News.
Municipal Auditorium, maybe there.
That's I'm assuming this one. I.
Kansas City Stadium.
Well, actually,
what are y'all talking about?
That's what. Yeah, that is what they said.
It doesn't exist.
But as I'm looking further in the article, maybe that's just how they're indicating it to the people that have no idea about Kansas City.
Okay.
Because it looks like they're claiming Kansas City Stadium as the T-Mobile Center.
Okay.
So that's what they probably told them. It's just like, you're going to be playing at the Kansas City Stadium. And they're like, woohoo.
Sound like a Nigerian scam.
Sick.
This is Stayla Cherry, and I wake up with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103G.
We love you. We really do. We appreciate you tapping in the Hustle and Shine in the morning. You're streaming on the app, or if you're out riding around, let's see, you riding down Truce right now, honking your horn at somebody. Chill out. Calm down, okay? Please. You're going to get to work on time. Whether you're out in Shiny Mission, you on 71, 435, wherever you at, thank you for making Hustle and Shine in the morning a part of your daily morning routine, cousin. Love and appreciate you, because we know and we realize you could have been somewhere else in this world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. Shout out to the cousins on the Facebook live stream in the comments. Big love to Kiara Jenkins, Stacey Davis, Redonda Sawyer, and then also Glenn Yates. Good morning to you, family. And then hitting that Hustle and Shine text line, we got a lot of our cousins that's chiming through. Big love to Carmen North that said, shout out to Hustle and Shine, and said, it's almost the weekend. Yes, it is, in my LaMonica Logan voice. And then also,
We're two hours away.
Right, from Sunday. And then also, one of our cousins from the 816, I believe, last name, Anderson. Hey, cousin. Said, y'all are really the ones to start my day before work, and y'all are super funny. All that. We appreciate that
love
you, cousin.
Man.
That means a lot. Shout out to Anthony Drone, Donnell Jones, AJ Hogan for being inducted into the Technical National Honor Society for Video Game Design.
Right
hey, that's
on.
Dope.
Right on.
Congratulations on that. Daniel Vett always sending us some love. Miss Cindy always hitting that text line.
God.
Shout out to Anastasia Jackson. Hey, cousin. The Kirkwood and Solomon family that was sent over from Chef Taco. And then, of course, Rich Harris, always tapping in with us each and every day, is like always the first person that hits us up. And we
My
appreciate
dog.
You. And
Love
Brandon
you,
and Brandon Blake on the Twitter side as well.
Chef Taco, A Kid in the Kitchen. They got something coming up soon. I think March 1st. Mm. Again, another.
Okay, I think I did just see a flyer of it.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:23 on your time. It's a high of 59. Currently 48 cloudy skies at the Truman Library. Rapper Boosie and his girlfriend sat down for a quick interview and speak about when they met and how he's taught her some things.
Because he's helped me grow, you know, from being teen. He helped me grow from being little girl, like young,
like
you know?
A young adult.
Young adult. He helped me grow from being young to being an adult, and yeah, he helped me mature a
Been
lot.
Been on and out about 8 years.
So y'all met 8 years ago?
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah,
I taught her a lot. I taught her how to cook.
I ain't never had to cook a day in my life as a child.
Boosie's your leader? Okay.
This entire thing feels like when we have those conversations about when people say, that's grooming, that's this and that. Eight years ago, she was 29 last year. So, you're 21 when you met Boosie.
And he was maybe, what, late 30s, 40s?
Yeah, late 30s. Mid, late 30s. I don't, hey, people do what they do, but you can't turn a blind eye to be like, oh, but that's just, you're late 30s, mid 30s. What are you doing with a 20 or 21 year old?
Come on, man.
Teaching her life skills. Because that's the thing, is not necessarily 100% on one party, but,
I don't know, they both adults, man.
I hate when people say that.
It's like, I'm trying to think of, I'm not about to do that. I'm not messing with nobody 17, right. 18 years right. younger than me.
We wouldn't do that.
But the facts of the matter is, D, is that they are both consenting adults. And everybody has their own choices, including that young lady. There's a big age gap that we cannot ignore, like you said, though. You know, that
it just sounded weird because you could tell she was in the beginning. She said, oh, since I was a teen, and she tried to correct herself. I don't know if you caught that part in the beginning. She was like, well, I was a little girl, and even then,
he's helped me grow, you know, from being teen. He helped me grow from being,
yeah, that part. Okay, yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, it was cringy to listen to because, like, you try not to get him caught up, but you also are like, he taught me how to be a woman because I was a kid when he met me, and that's exactly what it is. That's what grooming is. It's not like it's just him that's doing it. I'm just saying. So it was a little cringy listening to that. That's
tough conversations on Hustle and Shine. You know,
yes.
That's
a podcast conversation, right, for real. Yeah. Look, for real. Another podcast type conversation. We might not really have time to unpack this one. NFL star, former NFL star Cam Newton claims a woman's value drops as she has more children.
Reality of that answer is women's value get lower the more children that they have. And I was having this conversation, you know, with one of the mother of my children, and she's still fine. But like I was telling her, I was like, yo, the guy that you're dating or will date, if he ain't willing to love on these five children that you have, that ain't the guy for you. Because when I came into your life, I was willing to accept you and whatever you have.
A man with, what, 9 kids?
About 8.
Determining what a woman of value is. I blame Kevin Samuels for all this value talk that we talking about, because
there's so many things wrong with what he said.
So many, D.
Because now you're placing value on the womb and value on having kids and relationships. Like, is that the only value you feel like somebody has in the world? Is if you can get in a relationship with them, that's what you view someone's value as?
Yeah, right.
And does that mean the same thing for you if you have 6+ kids, Cam? It's a question.
Good questions, D. It's just, you know, I as a man, I understand where he's coming from, because it's tough to take on other people's kids.
Which he has done. Let's be clear. He's also accepted 2 other kids, and he's proud about it.
But you know what's tough, just as tough? Mm-hmm. A woman taking on 8-9 kids. So if a woman is of no value, if her value cheapens or lessens,
right,
let's use his own logic against him. So what's your value, Mr. Baby Mama? What's your value, fam?
Yeah, Cam,
I'm just saying, we got to, like, come on, let's look at things for what they are. Yeah. let's look at the facts.
I agree with a point that he wasn't making, which is when people have a lot of what you consider baggage, it seems like a lot.
Baggage can mean
anything.
Parent issues. It can mean your cousins is on drugs and they ask you for money. It can mean a plethora of things.
You on drugs and you asking for money.
So let's not pigeonhole, you know, women with kids as determining what their value is. That's exactly the lesson we learned here.
I'm with you when you're right. That's
He's
the morning gossip.
A good man, Savannah. A good man.
You know, I was going to say, you, I don't know about Cam.
Yo, this is Kevin Holmes at KSHB 41. I'm up hustling and shining in the morning on Hot 103.10.
There is a Jackson County database. They're helping families trace enslaved ancestors. This new online tool makes 19th century records searchable by name, turning decades of research into accessible digital formats. I love this. This is exciting for the cousins of KC. For those who definitely been trying to, you know, trace back your lineage, trying to find out where your family history is and all of that. This is a great resource for that.
I wonder how different it is than those Ancestry.com sites and stuff, because I know when I was growing up, that was, it was like people were happy about it, but then people was like, I don't want to put my information in there and y'all do this and do that. So I know with us, you know, we keep stuff close to the chest. And sometimes it's like, yeah, I want to learn more, but what you going to do with my information? Or what you going to do when you find out who I'm connected to? That's my concern. I'm just being honest.
Yeah, that's always a question.
It's great, though, but I'm scared.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Elena Page, with The Next Page, and I'm up this morning hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
European Union regulators are investigating Shein over concerns the online retailer hasn't done enough to limit the sale of illegal products or protect users from the platform's allegedly addictive design. Now, D, the 27-nation bloc's executive arm said Tuesday that it opened formal investigation under the bloc's sweeping rulebook known as the Digital Service Act, which requires the biggest online platforms to take extra steps to protect internet users from dodgy products. So Shein may have been required to alter its actions or pay a hefty fine if a so-called non-compliance decision is reached following an in-depth investigation, the European Commission said. So one area of this investigation is focusing on whether Shein has the proper safeguards in place to limit the sale of products that are illegal in the EU, the commission said, including items that amount to child sexual abuse material, such as like childlike sex dolls. What? Are we serious right now? What is this? What?
Lock them all up. I don't know what's going on. I'm throwing off now.
Yeah, I don't even want to read no more of this. You shopping at Shein after this?
I never shopped at Shein.
You didn't? I think I bought like 2 shirts from there or something. It was like,
you need to throw your fabric
three sizes too small.
Yeah.
But this, wiping my hands.
I know plenty of people that have. I think, you know, previous to hearing about this, it was nothing wrong with shopping there from what I thought. Mm-hmm. But after hearing this,
yeah,
pack them up.
Yeah.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
826, high of 60. Currently, it is 47 in the River Market. Actor Michael Ealy opens up about his experience with turning down Too Fast and Too Furious, and when he got the news, Ludacris got the role instead.
I get a call to come in and read for Too Fast, Too Furious, and I said no. Then I found out Ludacris got the role that I was up for, and I was offended.
What the
I was offended.
Wait, why?
I don't know. Just, in my opinion, I had just labeled him as a rapper.
Yeah.
And okay. I was like, there's no way he can do what I can do. Right. Da 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 da.
They were just looking for a petite, skinny, light skinned man.
Yeah, probably just somebody attractive. Like, you know, whatever. Oh. But.
Look at you. Okay.
What you mean?
Add in somebody.
Well, I'm just saying, that's what.
Ludacris your type, man?
But he's an attractive guy. He's not my type, but he still fulfilled the role of like, you got a little edge to you. You're not bad on the eyes. This seems cool for you. And Ludacris did a phenomenal job with it. So honestly, what's meant for you will be for you. And it doesn't sound like Michael Ealy's mad about it. And Michael, we still mad about what you did on For Color Girls. Oh, grr! Okay. This dropped in 2010. Never mind.
I'm completely lost.
He was hanging those babies up out the window. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
Hello. You should watch it. It's a good movie to get a perspective.
Like something I don't want to watch.
It's a good movie. You should definitely check it out. In unfortunate headlines, Rasheed Rice's longtime partner and mother of his children has filed an explosive lawsuit against him, accusing him of choking, strangling, scratching, hitting, and headbutting her over a nightmare 19-month period. Now, last month on social media, Dakota Jones accused Rice of getting physical with her by showing pictures of her bruises and other things. Now, since then, she took down that post, and now we might have an idea of why, because of this lawsuit. Now, Rasheed Rice's lawyer released a statement claiming that on October 9, 2025, Jones stated under penalty of perjury in an affidavit for non-prosecution that Rice did not punch her. It was just a verbal argument, and said, quote, "We will allow the legal process to run its course and have no further comment at this time."
Neither do I.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
Birthday of Pisces season. Happy birthday to those trusting, intuitive, and one of the most emotional signs I've ever met. Hey, those Pisces.
Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to reality TV star, actress, and model, happy birthday, Cynthia Bailey. A major happy birthday shout out to songwriter, record producer, and singer, Smokey Robinson. Sending over some birthday love to our cousin from Missouri, the well-known pop singer, Chapel Roan. And last but not least, a happy birthday to singer and songwriter and the British musician that has sold over 20 million records worldwide. Sending a major happy birthday to Seal. All
right, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday to Terrell, DJ Miller Mills, and Low Trainer. Happy birthday, G Watts, Erica Pope, and Cabra Mills. Sending birthday love to Brandy Hughes, Miss Hollywood, Xander Boyd, and everybody else born on February 19th. Happy birthday, Pipe.
Hey.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play...
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Hey, good morning. This is Tasha.
Hey, Tasha. What you doing?
Driving.
Where you on your way to?
Physical therapy.
Okay. You sound like your car smells good. What type of air freshener you got in there?
I don't know. Some good, though. Oh. It smells good.
Maybe my intuition led me wrong, D. My bad.
Well, she said it smelled good. I believe her.
Good.
I believe you, cousin.
It got a rose on it. It's a, you know, a tree.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Oh, trees. Okay. Gotcha. Be careful.
All right, cousin, we got a shot to hook you up with two tickets to the Real Black Film Fest that's going down this Friday at the Gym Theater. If you want those hookups, you got to finish these lyrics. You ready?
Absolutely. I'm ready.
And that's realer than real deal, Holyfield. And now you know how I feel. Well, if it's good enough to get broke off a proper chunk, I take a small piece of some of that funky stuff.
It's like this and like that and like this and that. It's like this and like that and like this and that. And I'm going to see you to the next episode.
Yay! Yay! Okay, cousin. Now, was that the right part at the end?
Not quite. That was later on in the song, but you got the gist of it. Okay. Everybody else is correcting you in their car
right
now.
That's good. That's good.
All right.
All right, cousin, you are winning those two VIP tickets and a t-shirt to the Real Black Film Fest that's going down this Friday. Who are you going to take with you?
My twin.
Is that twin a sibling or?
My babe.
Yeah. Okay. You trying to keep it real. That's cool. Yeah, I see how you slide that in there. Instead of saying who is your boo, you say twin.
Hey.
I might have to steal that.
All right, cousin. Please tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine 103.